Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
What's down that highway?
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's down that highway. It's the radio audio highway. 7 after the hour, the Good Day program. Rich McFadden controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny and Jennifer are off today. We're at this point in time when we have a lot of things to talk about and not much time. It always happens. We just keep going and things get sort of backed up. I have one comment to make. Those of you who have heard that Monica Lewinsky has been suggested by the producers of The View to have the chops, if you will, to bring the mojo back to The View and make it a quote-unquote runaway success. Barbara Walters says she's frustrated because the show she created has gone down the tube. They hired Rosie O'Donnell. She didn't want them to. They did, and Rosie, I think we could argue, has made a mess.
She's just mean and angry.
And yeah, she's just...
Nobody wants to watch it.
Nah, who wants to be around all that? So anyway, Walters says that Monica has the right stuff to bring The View back from the brink. And they figure that she could draw great guests, although probably not the Clintons.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if Hillary were on the View? Because they all make the circuit when they're running for president.
Of course they do, yeah.
Wouldn't that, man, what kind of ratings would Hillary Clinton on The View with Monica Lewinsky being challenged and questioned by Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah, a lot of
that would get Super Bowl ratings.
She recently did one of those TED Talks talking about the price of fame, bullying, that sort of stuff. And that's what has gotten the attention of a lot of people. She apparently was very, I didn't see it, but I heard it. We talked about it on the air. Very poised, came across very believably, and has the stuff that a lot of television programs are made of. So I think actually it's a pretty good idea. I like the idea of it. I don't know that I have time to watch that sort of thing. Burger King. A whiff of the Whopper.
Yeah.
There's a new cologne called Flame Grilled that you can buy. Now, they've test marketed in Japan, $40 a bottle for a fragrance that smells like burning flesh. Need I say more?
How you doing, baby?
Yeah.
Come on over, get a whiff. I smell like meat.
There's something for everybody in this world. The Pentagon, working over the proposals from Boeing for the new 747s. We talked about this a week or two ago, weeks ago. President Obama and the administration has decided with the Air Force and the Secret Service that it's time to buy some new planes for the president. The 747...
Three of them, actually.
There's two of them now, but they want to buy three. The 747s being used now were... as Reagan took office, and he used the old 707 pretty much till the end. Not quite. It took him 4 years or 5 years to fit the 747s up. So by the time he was halfway through his presidency, they got the new 747. So they've been in operation for 20 years. Standard life of a 747 is 35 to 40 years. So why are we spending, listen to this, $102 million a piece for these planes?
Wow.
But remember, this is the bare bones of the plane.
Then they got to outfit it.
Then they have to outfit it to buy the planes as they are now suggested to be outfitted, will cost the taxpayer $3 billion. It'll take them 5 years to build the planes. How about that? Let me repeat what I just said. Mm. The current Air Force One fleet, 20 years old, the military says it's time for the new generation of 747s, and they are, there's certainly a lot of technological advances for them and for the nation. But at any rate, the team of 100 people working on this project suggests that they will spend $102 million to buy the planes, $102 million apiece. But by the time they finish outfitting all of them to be exactly the same, have all the military hardware that they need, and basically to be able to run the country in the air, it'll cost $1 billion a plane. So over the next 5 years, as they build and outfit these planes, it costs you and me $3 billion. Why do we need three? I don't know. They got to buy with two. When Reagan was president, the old 707, they had one.
But you got the vice president, and then you got the president's wife.
No.
They all get to fly around Does Michelle fly around?
757. She's in a 757.
We just had a story a few weeks ago that she flew around in Air Force 2 or whatever it's called.
Well, but whatever number, it's Air Force 2 if she's on it. They have a DC-9, they got a 757, they have the 747s, and they use them all depending on how far they're going to go.
Meanwhile, I heard a story here in D.C. the other day where the Park Police helicopters.
Yeah.
The Park Police helicopters. Is primarily used to guard the airspace, forbidden airspace around Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And so it kind of cruises around, and if anybody comes close by accident, they got to push them out. But then it's also used for police things. If there's a chase in D.C. with Capitol Police, the Park Police, whatever it is, they do that. They're working on helicopters that have apparently 8,000 hours on them, and it's recommended that you take them out of service at 5,000 hours. And Congress will not allow the $14 million it takes to buy those, which seems like a drop in the bucket when you're talking about
next to
$5 billion
or $3 billion. Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Let's see. Later on in this hour, Dr. Joy Brown will join us. In the meantime, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is up next with this week's big and important. Where did bed come from? Big and important medical.
Bedside manner of Dr.
Ken. Well, you see, I get paid by the word, and I was going to put medical together with big, and that's when it became
medical.
Right. All right. 14. You're following well, Richie. You're learning. You're on the program.
It's scary. I know you a little too well.
14 after on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So when Grandma said, when you're mad, count to 10, was she right? Absolutely yes. Here's the neurological science of it. It seems you've got a choice to act. It's called the readiness potential. And even if a desire to act is initiated in the unconscious of your brain, there's a built-in, are you sure you want to do this, brain pop-up message. After you decide to act and right before you do it, the brain initiates a pre-wired 150 millisecond stop and rethink what you're doing opportunity. What's the cheap psychological trick? Even if the devil makes you do it, there's a brain-wired mechanism which will give you a second chance. Grandma was right. Count to 10 is a second chance to stop before you regret it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Known as El Presidente, this four-time All-Star won 245 games during a 23-year career and pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League history for the Montreal Expos.
Dennis Martinez has reached the ultimate, a perfect game against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
So where is Dennis Martinez now? The first Nicaraguan-born player to appear in the majors, Dennis is an icon back home. The ballpark in Nicaragua's capital is named Dennis Martinez National Stadium. Previously a spring training instructor with the Orioles, Dennis was the Nicaraguan manager in the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Well, it's a great honor to be able to be selected to be the manager of this ball club. We got a lot of young people. We got a lot of spirit.
Dennis Martinez, El Presidente. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM wonders how many decided to get a personalized license plate only to be turned down because of a government-perceived double meaning. Hang on to your helmet. A related case in Texas, all the way to the Supreme Court. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800. 393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Texans strong in their belief in freedom of speech. A Lone Star citizen says freedom extends to the written word on license plates. In 2011, Supremes held that burden falls on the viewer to avoid further bombardment by simple eye avertment. Expect the highest court in land to reaffirm. Ban one group, ban them all. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Kronhaus.
Time now for our visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day. Dr. Ken is a well-known, chiropractor. I don't know where that came from. Chiropractor, cardiologist.
Don't demote me.
It probably is a combination, no. All right, so he's here with the big stories of the week. One of them surrounds MRSA and the superbug that's tough to kill. Have we found a potion, or was one found a long time ago that could be used for this, Ken?
You're always wondering where we find these substances that are effective in the body. You're not going to believe this is out of the annual conference of the Society for General Microbiology. The Leach book, Doug, this is from the 10th century. It's widely thought of as one of the earliest known medical textbooks. I did not use it in medical school, I promise you. An eye-salve recipe from this 10th century textbook not only clears up styes in the eyes, but also tackles the deadly superbug MRSA, M-R-S-A, which is resistant to many antibiotics, as well as, or better than, traditional antibiotics. The eye-salve recipe calls for two species of allium, which is garlic, an onion or leek. Richie knows what leek is. Wine and oxgall. Oxgall is bile from a cow's stomach. It describes a very specific method of making the topical solution, including the use of a brass vessel to brew it, a strainer to purify it, and an instruction to leave the mixture for 9 days before use. And this takes care of MRSA better than our antibiotics that we currently have.
All right, this is an interesting and important story. Children allowed to sip alcohol are more likely to drink as teenagers, not necessarily as older adults, though, right?
The European model doesn't work. Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, Doug, this week. Middle schoolers who take an occasional sip of wine or beer are more likely to drink on their own as they become teens. We should not assume that early alcohol consumption will somehow protect children or teach them how to drink safely.
Heart groups. Dr. Ken's a cardiologist, most interested in updating blood pressure guidelines. This ought to be interesting.
Exactly, Doug. The guidelines that were released this week from three heart groups, the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, and the American Society of Hypertension, have issued updated guidelines that set blood pressure goals for people with heart disease. The guidelines reinforce a target blood pressure of less than 140 over 90 for those at risk for heart attack and stroke, but the guidelines also set a goal lower of 130 over 80 for those who have heart disease or already have had a heart attack, a stroke, a mini stroke, or who have had narrowing of their leg arteries demonstrated or an abdominal aortic aneurysm. The lower goal may not be appropriate for older, frail patients who might experience dizziness if their blood pressure drops too much.
All right. Quick note for older fellows who exercise a lot. It'll be good for you when it comes to certain functions, apparently, yeah?
Journal of the Sexual Medicine this week. Men who exercise more have better erectile and sexual function, Doug. These treatments support the idea that exercise may one day be prescribed as a treatment for erectile dysfunction. To get the minimum amount of exercise to improve erectile function, men would need to do a moderately intense activity such as brisk walking, cycling, or tennis for an hour, 3 to 4 times a week.
And all this speaks to how to get more blood around your body. Ken's going to speak to that now, thanks to his discovery of how wonderfully well Superbeats works.
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Superbeats is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all the caffeine and sugar.
Call 800-655-4183 and order Superbeats. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183. Superbeats, a super way to get that blood around your body, 800-655-4183.